Hello, Marcy's calling.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello?
Hello, I just got a phone call from this number.
Yes, hi, thanks for getting connected. Our eBay headquarters, and my name is John, so how may I help you?
I don't know how they got my number, because it says scam on it. My phone says expected spam.
Yes, because ma'am, someone else has misused that your number and created that fraud account is activated, okay? And your account charges $299, around the $300. So do you want to purchase that order or you want to cancel this order right now?
What was that for?
For Apple iTunes gift card. You place this order?
No, I haven't, no.
So if you want to cancel, right?
Yes, and I haven't purchased anything.
Okay, that's right, because someone else has misused that your number and created that fraud account is activated. So you just confirm that, ma'am. Or which mobile phone do you have? Using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
I'm using Android.
Using Android mobile phone. Okay, so ma'am, you just put on your loudspeaker your mobile phone.
It is on loudspeaker.
Okay, and after that, put on your loudspeaker, you open it, Play Store right now. You open it, Play Store.
I'm not paying anything, sorry. No, thank you.
You not pay that. I will tell you, you want to cancel, so I will provide our cancellation code, okay? So that's why I will provide...
Yes,
so that's the reason I will tell you that. You just open it, Play Store. You open Play Store, okay? Because I will provide our
cancellation code. Someone purchased the...
Yes, someone misused your number, and your number so that our server 21824862. That's your number, okay? And that's the reason... Yes, and that's the reason if you not do that anything, so you want to properly cancel, so I will provide our cancellation code identification number, okay? So you just simply open it Play Store right now, sir, ma'am. So I will provide our cancellation code ID number, okay?
Okay, because it's under my husband's name, not mine, so I don't know it.
So you using this mobile phone or your husband used that mobile phone?
I use this mobile phone, so I didn't purchase anything on this part.
Do not worry, ma'am. I will provide that our cancellation code ID number. You just simply open it Play Store right now.
Don't know what to go into. I'm not very good at this.
Do not worry, ma'am. I will guide you. You don't worry about that, okay?
Yeah. So I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Main happen is that, ma'am, sometimes you using for that your mobile number, you're in online shopping, online, or using any other types for activation. So that's point of time your mobile number is misused someone else. And someone is misused your mobile number through this account is activated that. And your account is already activated for 1 month ago. And yesterday morning you purchased that order, our site, for 7:32 a.m. Its order is that Apple iTunes gift card, okay? And your Apple iTunes gift card charges $300. So that's the reason today morning.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't purchase that. No, it wasn't me.
Yes, I understand your concern. So if you not do that anything, but our server saw that you already purchased that order. So that's your phone number through. So that's why, ma'am, I will guide you how to cancel your purchase order right now. So you just put on your loudspeaker.
Yep.
And after
what
that,
what do I go to in the Play Store?
Go to Play Store and you just search that eBay. You just search that eBay.
eBay, was it?
Yes, you search eBay, and after that eBay, you just give in space.
How did someone go into it?
Sorry?
So I go to the eBay store, eBay, and then the marketplace.
eBay, and after that, give in space, okay? eBay, and after that, give in space.
Okay, eBay, yeah.
And give in space. And after that, give in space. And after that given space, you type A. A as Australia, letter A.
So eBay Australia, yep.
No. You type eBay and given space, okay? You type eBay and after that eBay given space, okay?
What's that?
Space. You just given space, okay?
Sorry, I don't understand because I've got an intellectual disability. Sorry.
Okay, do not worry. What can you see? What can you see exactly? Just confirm that.
It says eBay Australia.
No, you just, first of all, ma'am, you just open it Play Store. You just confirm that. You open it Play Store.
Yeah, Play Store, yeah.
Yes, and after that open Play Store, ma'am, top of the page, can you see that search for apps or games?
Yes.
And after that click for search option, you type eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
E-B-A-Y, yep.
And after that eBay given space.
Yep.
And after that given space, you type A as Australia, letter A.
Australia, yep. A.
And after that A, N as Nancy, letter N.
So Australia, all right?
No, not Australia, just you type A, letter A, letter N, single, letter A.
Letter A, yep, and a letter...
N as a Nancy, letter N.
Yep, N, yep.
Yes, and after that Y as a Yankee, letter Y.
That will be eBay Any Desk.
That's right, ma'am, that's right. And you just simply search.
Yep.
And after that search, what can you see?
I can see eBay Market installed, but I haven't installed eBay.
No.
Any desk remote desktop?
Yes, that's right. And after that, any desk remote desktop, can you see that install option?
There's business tools or remote controls.
Yes, can you see that after that any desk for the red color box for any desk or remote desktop and for that?
It's a red box.
Yes, can you see that
install with a diamond.
Yes, can you see that install option? After that any desk remote desktop?
Okay, yeah.
So just click the install option. And your installation is going on?
Oh, sorry. So do I press any desk remote top?
Yes.
Desktop. Okay, so yes. I've got to install that, do I?
Yes, that's right, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
So how did someone hack into my phone without my knowledge?
Ma'am, main thing is that someone misuse your IP number, and that's the reason I think that there's a problem is going on. But do not worry, all those problems are solved out. But first of all, I will stop the payment and also that delete your account right now, okay?
Okay, it's pending.
Mm-hmm.
It says installing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it says it's unable.
Mm-hmm. Your installation is done, so do you let me know, okay?
Okay, hang on, sorry.
Yes. And your installation is going on?
Okay, for controls of this device remote. Okay, so this is the one. Okay, yep.
Yeah, and your installation is going on or your installation is done, completed?
I don't know what it's done.
Yes, and after that your installation is complete. And after that your installation is complete, yes, can you see the open option?
Yes, it says any desk software GmbH, and it says uninstalled.
No, they're not for any uninstalled, just click that install.
Okay, it's... this is crazy.
Don't worry, ma'am, because this is a security, ma'am. For those, all those things is security, okay? One by one, part by one. And what can you...
Okay, I don't know what it's doing.
What can you see?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the top. It's got three lines and it's flashing.
What? Sorry?
On the top of the page, I've got a circle and it's got three lines and it's flashing.
Okay, so your installation is done?
And then it says press tick.
Okay.
Okay.
How much percentage is going on?
Okay, I don't know if I'm doing it right.
No, I will tell you, installation is complete. Your install complete.
Is it?
And you just simply open it. You just simply open that application, any desk.
Yeah, it is. Yep. It says any desk. It's got my mobile number on it.
Yes. And what can you see?
It says 04222609942.
Can you see that? Your address number, right?
That's not my mobile number, no.
No, you properly install any desk? You properly install any desk application?
Yeah, it says your address. And
yes, just confirm that. What is your address number? Because this is your cancellation ID number, so just confirm that. What is your address number?
Yes,
confirm that. This is a 9-digit number, so just confirm that. What is the number?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Confirm that. Can you see that? Your address number? Your address? Mobile telephone. Hello?
Yeah, I'm seeing you. Sorry.
So what can you see exactly? You just confirm that. Can you see that? Your address? Your address?
Yes, sorry, I'm trying to get it and it's confusing me.
Okay, first of all, what can you see exactly? Just confirm that so I will guide you. What can you see exactly?
It says your address and then it says the phone number.
Yes, just confirm that. This, what is the number?
It says 402 2609.
Okay.
And that's not my number.
Okay. Just hold the line for a few seconds, okay? I will transfer this call to our senior, okay? Just hold the line.
No worries. I'm going to go.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, hi, ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. Now, I'm going to assist you in order to cancel that order, okay?
Yes, please, because I didn't do it.
No need to worry about that, ma'am. If you not place this order, you no need to pay any single penny for that. So, where you can see the number, ma'am, just underneath that, do you see something which says set a password? Do you see that?
It says remote address. And so where it says can... password, yes.
Click on that, set password, click on that.
It says always show incoming request.
Do one thing, scroll down, you will get to see something which says permission profile. If you can
permission
see that.
Settings with device or basic.
No, not that one. Scroll down a little bit more. You can see permission.
All the way down.
Yes, permission profile. Click on that, permission profile.
So provide settings with device or basic.
Not that one, ma'am. You can see something, permission profile.
I might have gone too far down. Sorry, my fingers are too far.
Not a problem,
yes,
ma'am.
Permission, yes.
Permission profile. Do you see that? Permission profile.
Yes, it says allow other devices to save log or information for this test.
Not that one. Scroll down a little bit more. You can see permission yep. profile. Do you see that?
Yes, 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 yes.
Click on that permission profile and then tell me what you can see.
It says permission profiles and it shows a line, a red line.
Click on permission profile, tap on permission profile.
Yep, it says default.
Click on the last one, unassistant
access. Yes,
click on that. Now, when you give a click on that, you can see enable unattended. Do you see that? Enable unattended.
Yes.
Click on that, enable unattended. Now, when you give a click on enable unattended, it's asking for the password right now, right?
I haven't got a password for it.
I will provide a password, ma'am, because it's a security password. So, do you see it's asking, it's telling you set password. So, let me tell you the password. The password will be all in smaller cases without any space. The password will be all in smaller cases without any space. It will be S as in sugar, S.
S, yep.
Yes, all in lower cases, S as in sugar, S. Then E as in Edward, E.
Yep.
C as in Charlie, letter C.
C, yep. That answers.
U as in unicorn, U.
Yep.
R as in Romeo, R.
R, yep.
E as in Edward, E.
Yes.
Number 3.
Yep.
Number 2.
Yep.
Number 1.
Yep.
Number 0.
Yep.
Now do you see OK or apply? Do you see that? OK or apply? Click on OK or apply. Click on that.
I did,
Now if you can see any changes, please let me know, ma'am. Just wait for a second. You will get to see something which says start now. If you can see something which says start now, I want you to click on start now for the ID activation purpose, okay? So wait for a second. If you can see start now, you need to hit on start now, okay? Wait.
It says profile unattached access.
Do you see cancel? Click on cancel. If you can see cancel, tap on a cancel. Click on cancel.
Sorry, hang on, my...
Do you see close?
No. It says profile, and then it says, telling me set password again.
Okay, have a look on the very top left-hand corner. Do you see the arrow is pointing backward? Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that arrow. Click on that arrow.
Yep.
Now again you will get to see the arrow is pointing leftward on the very top. Do you see that?
So the arrow that points to the left, up.
Yes. Click on that.
Yep. So it's show a color mouse pointer when...
Okay. Have a look on the very top left-hand corner. You can see the arrow is pointing backward again.
It's pointing sideways.
On the very top left-hand corner.
The follow manager.
Like you need to go back to the previous page where you can see the 9-digit cancellation ID. Okay. Go back to the previous page where you can see the 9-digit cancellation ID.
Yeah, hang on.
You can do one thing, ma'am. You can close the each and everything, okay? Close each and everything. Close fully. And then you reopen that application, okay? Reopen that application.
It's being locked.
Now open
that.
You can
access.
Okay, after that.
Screen sharing.
Screen sharing, you can see that?
Yes.
You can see some numbers. Do you see that some numbers?
It says no number on the red line. It says default, which is default. Sorry, no numbers.
Closed. Closed.
Yep. Yep.
Now have a look on the very top left-hand corner. Do you see security? And the arrow is pointing leftward on the very top?
Yes, yes. It says security on the top, yes.
Click on that arrow which is pointing leftward. Click on that.
Yep. And the phone number is 402.
Okay.
260-942.
Wait.
Sorry, am I doing it too fast? Sorry.
Not a problem, ma'am.
So sorry. I just wanted to work out who hacked my number, that's all.
Not a problem, ma'am. It's 402-260.
402-260-942.
Okay, wait, let me check that.
That's the number that's on there.
This is your cancellation ID, ma'am, let me tell you.
So that's, is that the it says your address on it? It says,
yes.
It says the phone number on the bottom of it, yeah.
Yes, and you can see the number, which is 402-260-942. It's 402, ma'am, 402-260-402. Okay.
260.
Okay.
942.
Okay. Just let me check that.
That looks like that's the number that tried to buy things off my phone.
No. This is your cancellation ID, ma'am. Do you see your address and some numbers? Can you confirm with the number one more time, ma'am?
402.
Okay.
260.
Okay.
942. But that's not my mobile number, though.
Okay. That's not, I know this is not your mobile number.
And it says, security warning.
This is start now. If you can see a start now, tap on start now. If you can
start
see...
now. Wow, what did you do? That was fast.
Yeah, no. The cancellation ID is activated, ma'am. Do you see something on the very top, eBay cancellation department? Do you see that?
eBay cancellation department. .au, yes.
You are talking to eBay cancellation department as we generated the cancellation ID. Now we are going to help you to cancel your transaction which is not made by you. So go back
no,
to your
it's
home.
Not.
Yeah, go back to your home screen of your mobile, ma'am, where you can see all the regular icons, where you can see all the home screen. Go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yep, I just did.
Now you need to go back to your home screen, ma'am, where you can see all the regular icons, okay? Like camera, gallery, contact, messages.
Yep. I've done that, yep.
If you have an eBay application, ma'am, please try to open the eBay application.
So I go to the Play Store again?
Not the Play Store. Do you have an eBay application on your mobile? eBay?
I have a look. Not on my phone, I don't. On my husband's one, I probably do.
Well, not a problem, ma'am. Let me tell you one thing, ma'am. As we can see that purchase was made from eBay for $299. So what we need to do, we need to go ahead and cancel the order which is not made by you, okay?
Yeah, it's not being made because I haven't got it on my phone.
Now wait for a second. Now, will you please let me know one thing, ma'am? Did you check to your online banking that any money was deducted from your account or not? Do you check to your online banking?
Someone put money in.
just try to check that. Do you see any transaction was made in the name of eBay for $299 or not?
I'll have a look now.
Just try to check that.
No.
You check that?
I'm checking now if anyone's done it. No.
Okay, you've done that, right? Now, what I want you to do, ma'am, simply go back to your home screen of your mobile, okay? Simply go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yep.
Now, I want you to log in and check one more time, ma'am, because we sent you a cancellation request, okay? So, just try to log in and check it one more time, ma'am.
It says it's got a circle and an arrow.
Not that one. Go back to your home screen of your mobile, press the home button, and where you can see all the regular icons, okay?
Yep.
Do you see start now on your mobile right now? Or what you can see? Do you see a 9-digit cancellation ID?
Yes.
You can see the 9-digit cancellation ID, right?
On my phone.
Yes. The 9 numbers which you provided me.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Okay. It's still showing up as cancellation on my phone.
Okay, press the home button, ma'am. Go back to your home screen where you can see all the regular app icons like camera, gallery. Now log into your bank and check that. Do you receive any cancellation request, okay? Just log in and check that.
Just check my bank details?
Yes. Just check that.
It doesn't have anything of it from today. The last time was the 6th
okay.
of February was the last time.
Don't log out from your bank. Simply minimize your banking page because you're going to get a cancellation request. So simply go back to your home screen of your mobile. Don't log off, okay?
Yeah.
Now we are going to activate a sensor in order to cancel the transaction so we can find out from where this fraudster is trying to use your details. So open a dial pad. Do you know how to open a dial pad where you can type some numbers? The phone numbers?
Yes.
So type the star.
Star, yep.
H, star after star H.
Star 8.
No, not 8, hatch, ma'am, hatch. Do you know hatch?
Yes, star, hatch, yep.
Then 0.
Yep.
Star.
Yep.
Then hatch.
Yep.
Now you'll get to see sensor. Give a click on sensor.
It says red, green, blue.
Do you see sensor? Do you see sensor? S-E-N-S-O-R. Do you see that? Sensor.
Sensor.
Yeah. Do you see red, green, blue, receiver, vibrator, mega cam, sensor? Do you see that? In the on the third column, the first one. The third column, first
one. It says red.
That?
Yeah, it says red, green, blue.
After that, do you see vibrator, mega cam, sensor? Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on sensor.
S-S-M-E for egg, N for Nelly.
Not
S
that one.
For
do you
smile.
See, do you see S as in sugar, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, S as in Sugar, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo. Do you see that? From the third first one, ma'am. The highlighted one. Do you see that, sensor?
Yes.
Click on that.
Yep.
Now your mobile sensor is activated. We are going to block them. Whoever is trying to use your personal details. So what do you need to do, ma'am? You don't need to touch your mobile. Do you know you need to put the phone upside down, okay?
What do you mean upside down?
The front screen will be on the plain surface. You can see the back camera only, okay? So we can activate the sensor, so the white light will come up. So press the phone upside down, okay?
Yeah, it's upside down.
Now I want you, do you see the back camera of your mobile? Do you see the back camera?
Yes.
Okay, so wait for a second, ma'am. Wait for a second. If you can see any changes, please let me know, okay?
Yep. It's still not flashing.
Okay, now let's just wait for a second. Let me check that. Now, can you pick up your mobile, ma'am? Can you pick up your mobile?
Yep.
Now what you can see? Do you see your mobile screen? Now, the first layer of security is done. I want you to don't lock your screen. Just put the phone upside down one more time, okay? Put the phone upside down, and if you can see the back camera, please let me know, okay? Do you see the back camera?
Yes.
Yeah, don't touch anywhere, okay? If you can see the back camera of your mobile, please let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Just wait for a second. If you can see, don't touch your mobile, okay? If you can see any changes, please let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Don't touch your mobile, ma'am.
No, I'm not.
Okay, now what you can see, madam?
Tell me, Mr. Fana.
Okay, so do one thing right at the moment. You need to come back to normal home screen. You can see your home screen?
Yes.
Your wallpaper? Yeah. So now just do one thing, madam, right at the moment. Can you just simply open up your Google, or do you have an eBay application in your cell phone?
No, I've got no eBay application on my phone, no.
Oh, you don't have. Okay, so do you have a Google?
My phone just emptied itself.
Are you there, ma'am? Open the
My
Google.
Phone just emptied itself.
What happened?
Someone just gave up my phone and emptied my account.
No, ma'am. It is going to refund it back to your account. As they tell you...
No, I'm going to be taking shit by my mom and dad.
Oh, ma'am. Listen to me. You're not going to lose any money, okay? You are going to get a refund.
I'm
going to
be taking shit. My dad's gonna kill me! My mom and dad are gonna kill me now! I've got no more money! That was my pension money! Oh, shit! Are you there? Sorry! Hello?
Please don't cry, okay? In next half an hour, you're going to get your refund back, okay? Please don't cry, okay? It's my humble request to you. Okay? Ma'am, don't cry. Please don't cry, okay? You are going to get your refund back. Ma'am, please don't cry. If you can listen to me, please don't cry, okay? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sorry.
Please don't cry, ma'am. The hacker taken your money, okay? We not taken your money. We need to catch those hackers, okay? So we can refund your money back. Don't cry.
Why is there $19 in my account now? Before it was $250.
It's $250, right? Previously, you are going to getting the money back because those hackers is taking your money, okay? So that's
the reason. Oh, they just took $230 out.
Those hackers is trying to take in your money, okay? No need to worry about that. We are going to refund your money back, okay? Wait for a second. Why you're crying, ma'am, okay? Please don't cry.
My rent, dude. And that was my rent money.
What's that money?
My rent.
It's your rent money?
Yes, all of that was my rent money and it's gone.
Wait for a second.
It was my rent money. And how did they hack into my account?
Yes, ma'am, they hacked your account and they taken your money. We need to refund that money, okay? Wait for a second. Let me refund that money, okay?
I've only just had surgery done, major surgery, and I nearly died. I just think I'm...
Yes, in 20 minutes, you are going to get your money back, okay?
Because I just found out I'm in remission now from cancer.
Yes, yes, you're going to get your money back, okay? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, relax yourself, ma'am. You're going to get your money back because I already tell you, ma'am, those fraudsters is trying to use your details and they're taking your money, okay? We will refund your money back. No need to worry about anything, okay? Wait. Relax yourself, ma'am.
Yeah, I always use that money for my son's pediatrician appointments, too.
And how old is your son, ma'am?
He's 11. He's got autism. ADHD and autism. He's 11,
oh. Yeah. He's sick, right?
He's autistic.
He's autistic, right?
Yeah, and he's very severe, where this is what I need the money for. As well,
okay.
That's what I used all the money for my son's pediatrician appointment, and I pay for my medication, which is I'm a diabetic.
Okay, and you live alone or you live with your family?
I live with my husband and my son.
And where is the husband, ma'am?
He's at work.
He's at work, right?
Yes.
Okay, just give me 1 minute. Let me check that. How much time it will take for the refund, okay? Wait for a second.
Yeah, because I've got to call my son's speech therapist.
Okay.
Which is what's supposed to be a few seconds ago. At 3:15 the appointment was. On Zoom. My son's gonna die. Close the door, Joseph, please. I'm not with your money. And mine. Because originally it was $249 was in it. 249 was on it originally, the money.
Are you there, ma'am? You can see 230 was the cash, okay? And one was the health. So they taken only $230. Do you see that?
Yes, yes. And the health one was for my son. That was called for the appointment next month. That's how much the medical center took, was $164.55. That's all they took.
That is already taken, right? So only the thing is that $230 was missing, which was your rent, right?
Yes. $249 was missing. When I opened it, it said $249.
Okay. And then, you can see $230 is deducted, and you can see $19.15 is available right now, right?
Yes. Someone was trying to get into it. That's what it says, yeah.
$230 is taken out from your account, right?
Apparently, that's what it says, yes.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Let me check that.
And I don't usually use my card on the phone. It's always by my bank card itself, unless someone's hacked my bank card. Does that mean I have to change my bank card?
You can do one thing, ma'am. You can call your bank directly, and you can tell them that somehow $230 is deducted from your account. Okay? Or you can do one thing, ma'am. You're directly going to get the refund from your account after some time. Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe what happened, ma'am? Maybe you provided any details to any of your fraud person, and they deducted the money, okay? See, I not touching your mobile also, okay? Everything has happened from your side. If I'm the fourth person, I've taken your money and then I run away from there, right? But somehow, those fraudsters, is connected to your device, and that's the reason they've taken your money, okay?
They hacked into my device somehow, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Sorry? Say
that
again.
Oh, what happened, ma'am? No need to worry about that. Which one is you telling me? 349. So you can see that one hundred. That one is it's the 164 is for your son, which is already been deducted. No need to worry about that for your health, your son health, and the cash one is going to refund back to you in next 20 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, because the original price was $249. That's how much is in the account.
Not a problem. You're going to get the refund back to your account, okay?
When you told me to open that, and then you're trying to fix it, someone just took all the money.
And you've seen that, ma'am. You've seen that I not touching your bank. I not used your bank, right? So these are the hackers. They are the hacker who's taken your money back from your account, okay? So what I will do, ma'am, we cancel that transaction and we raise the refund for you. In next 25 minutes, you are going to get your money back, okay?
Thank you. And I have to cancel my account, is that right? And create a new one?
You can cancel the card, okay? Just tell them, but tell your bank, I like to cancel my card because somehow I lost my $230, okay? Just tell them and they will cancel the card and they will help you to get your refund back, $230, okay? Complained about this, okay? So what I'll do, I will hanging up the call, ma'am, and I will give you a call in next 25 minutes for the confirmation, okay? Now, when I'm going to hang up the call, after 10 minutes, you need to call your bank, okay?
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.